In the day's other news, the COVID crisis in India piled up huge new numbers again, passing 200,000 deaths overall. Ali Rogan has our report.
On Tuesday alone, India's official death toll spiked at almost 3,300, its deadliest day.
The situation is horrific, absolutely terrible. Everyone is afraid, every single person.
Outside crematoriums, ambulances now wait hours to offload bodies. Workers hastily build new platforms to keep up with the volume. Amit Kaushik waited to cremate a relative.
Cremation area, we searched two or three, but there are no space. Then finally we came here. And we are waiting from the last two or three hours.
Those who can't find hospital beds suffer in the streets. Even inside ICUs, oxygen and other supplies remain scarce.
I'm buying oxygen at the rate of gold. You know, it has the situation come to that level.
And while India hosts the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, it's running out of shots. At this vaccine center in Mumbai, hopeful recipients were turned away.
They are telling us that injections are not available, as vaccines have not arrived. I registered to come here 3 days ago.
As the situation worsened, the international community responded. On Tuesday, the first shipment of British aid arrived in New Delhi, including ventilators and oxygen tanks. The U.S. is now sending medical equipment and raw materials to make vaccines. President Biden said Tuesday that doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine will also be shipped. But Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has come under fire for permitting super spreader events like religious festivals and his own political rallies. Even as the current crisis grew, he urged against lockdowns.
Friends, in the current situation, we have to save the country from another lockdown. I would also like to request states to only use lockdown as a last resort.
But in the capital city, New Delhi, the last resort has already arrived. Officials there just extended an existing lockdown until May. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ali Rogan.